Locks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Order your Buffalo Wild Wings takeout pack for draft night. You'll get 50 wings, a party-sized side, a party-sized shareable, and while surprises last, you get a free draft kit with your order. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, there's one place you should go if you're a stick carrier, and that's Mastro Subaru. They got two locations throughout Central Florida serving stick carriers throughout the I-4 corridor in Orlando and one right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue and the Veterans Expressway. Mastro Subaru, where you can get special stick carrier pricing just for saying you're a stick carrier. Check them out, MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it, or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I gave him a face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's, and let's do it as a family. Let's get it.
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't answer now.
It's Bucks Uncensored, Justin Pulowski, week one of the regular season. The time is here. So often on this podcast, I tell you, so much can happen within the span of 12 months. 1 year. A year ago, we were talking about the Buccaneers as a contender in the division, as a contender for the playoffs. Every outlet, locally and nationally, we're talking about the Bucs as that team on the rise. And 1 year later, every single analyst is picking the Buccaneers to finish last in the division yet again. Most analysts, I don't think I've seen an analyst with having the Buccaneers with more than 6 wins on the season. Quite frankly, I don't give a fuck what any of them are saying. We bought into the bullshit last year. I'm not doing it again. You know, I think it's important for all of us, organization and fans alike, to take the mentality of an us versus the world. Stick carriers against the world, Bucks against the world. I want to go into New Orleans and I want to beat the living shit out of them from start to finish. See, this isn't just the start of the regular season. This is a division game on the road to start the season without your starting quarterback. There's two ways you can go right now. You can fall apart. You can dissipate. You can go into New Orleans and get your ass thoroughly handed to you. They'll be ready. It'll be loud.
They'll be jacked up. They've got offensive firepower and a defense that flies around to the football. So how in the fuck can the Buccaneers go to New Orleans and get a victory? Well, first off, they're 3-3 against the Saints in their last six games against them. Let's not act like the Saints are invincible. And let's not act like the Buccaneers suddenly lost all this talent that every media analyst thought they had a year ago. They're right. They don't have that talent anymore. They have more than what you thought going into the 2017 season. They're stronger and nastier along the line of scrimmage. They've got more weapons offensively. They've got better talent in the back end of their defense. Their kicker is improved. They're a better football team right now than they were a year ago. This is the best roster Jason Light has put together. And personally, speaking from a fan's perspective to you, the Bucs fans, I am tired of being pushed around. I am tired of the days of being laughed at. And until this organization feels the same way, we are going to continue to fall into that mold. You know, it's one thing for us to generate excitement, for us to excite each other. But the team has to meet us halfway. They have to go into New Orleans. And they have to stand toe-to-toe with them. It is hard to win road games in the NFL. It is even harder to win road division games in the NFL. And every single person that covers the NFL when talking about the Bucs has to bring up the fact that this team, this Buccaneer team, is facing the toughest three opponents to start the season in the NFL this season. The Saints, the Eagles, and the Steelers. While some might cringe at those expectations or cringe at how you start this season, the opponents that'll line up on the other side of the field, I view it as an opportunity. An opportunity to stand up against the world. An opportunity to send a message across the NFL. An opportunity to electrify your fan base. A fan base that is on the edge of their seat, ready to explode with you. So what is it going to be? Are you looking to have fun? You're going to go on a nice trip up to New Orleans? You're going to go out there and try your darndest? Or are you going to go there, a team on a mission, prepared to destroy your opponent, your hated division rival? Fuck who dat? You need to bitch slap dat. Let's go. We have been waiting for a decade for our organization, the one that represents the city we all love, to be that team we want to be proud of. Yeah, listen, hey, listen, they represent our city. We are going to root them on. We are going to cheer them on. There is nothing we as a group want more than our organization to win. But I want to be proud of this organization again. I have talked about this on this podcast before. We might be a southern state. Some might view Florida as laid back and relaxed. But in Tampa, Florida, we talk about all the transplants all the time. There is a mentality in Tampa, Florida that is different than the mentality they have maybe down in Miami or across the Southeast. Tampa, Florida might even be more like a northern city than a southern city. There is a blue-collar mentality within the fan base, within the population here in this city. And with that comes how we're reflected within our teams. We loved those Buccaneer teams of the late 90s and early 2000s because they were smothering, because they were physical, because they were nasty. That's the mentality we have in this town. We like those blue-collar players. We like the Derrick Brooks, the John Lynch, the Leroy Selman, the Mike Allstott. We love the guys who put in that effort, go out on the field, and play nasty. Legally, but they play nasty. We want a team that's not going to be pushed around anymore. Jason Light did what he could do in one offseason to address that. But these players need to step up and find their balls. Because the way they played in the first half of last season was like a bunch of pussies. And they got pushed around, manhandled, lost all those games, and immediately the season was gone. Dirk Koetter enters his third season as head coach, fourth season with the organization. You bet your ass his seat is on fire. But that can quickly turn around. This team had a light training camp last year. They went into the season, and much like Dirk Koetter's first season as head coach, they got out to a slow start. But the difference between 2017 and 16 was they didn't have a five-game win streak just to get back into the running. You shouldn't have to get a five-game win streak just to get back into the running. The five-game win streak should set you apart. Like I said, I think I even did a podcast on this back in January. Having that aggressive mindset when you go out and you sign players, when you go through OTAs and mini camps and training camps, having that mindset that we are not going to be beat physically at all anymore. What did they do? A more physical training camp. Structured training camp to allow these players to be physically ready for the start of this regular season. You had the physical training camp. Now go out and show it. The Saints are going to be jacked up, and they've got talent at every level on defense and pretty much every level on offense. And while I could sit here and give you key matchups and keys to the game and all that bullshit I used to do when I would do pregame shows, it's pretty simple when you face the Saints and you're the Bucks. When the Bucks have stopped their running game, the Saints have lost, period. But when the Buccaneers have given up 6, 7, 8 yards a carry against the Saints, and this was all the way back to Chris Ivory, to Mark Ingram, this is going all the way back. When Drew Brees has a run game, he beats the Bucs. When they stop the run and force him to be one-dimensional, they look a hell of a lot better. And I think offensively, curious, and I'm sure we're all on the edge of our seats as of me recording this, we don't know, is it going to be Dirk Koetter or is it going to be Todd Monken? Well, we can all agree on this. what we saw in the preseason, this spread type offense, spreading it out, multiple receivers. That's Todd Monken. That's the offense that he ran in college. That's the offense. That's the style of offense that I actually think the Buccaneers personnel fits into well. You can still run the ball with Rojo or with Peyton Barber. But now you're getting those multiple weapons on the field, and you can take advantage of them as well. Fitzpatrick is a smart quarterback. You can't turn the ball over. But against the Saints, you can say this about any opponent, but against the Saints, it's even more so. Stop their run and run the football, and you've got a hell of a chance of winning this football game. If there was ever a game to show the NFL that you're not going to be pushed around anymore, it's Sunday against the Saints in the Superdome. Punch them in the mouth. Punch them in the mouth. This isn't about Lattimore versus Mike Evans. This isn't about Grimes versus Michael Thomas. This isn't about Drew Brees versus the Bucs safeties. And it's not about Gerald McCoy against the interior of the Saints offensive line. This has got to be a team effort of a bunch of crazed lunatics ready to go out there, clench their fist, and punch the entire Saints organization across their face. The time for retaliation is now. The time for revenge is now. We are tired of being picked on. We are tired of being pushed around. We are tired of watching our team be pushed around. Take offense to it. For once, represent us the right way. Take it to them physically and win this football game. Let's start 1-0. Let's come home to a jacked up Raymond James Stadium. I'm ready. Are you?
Bucks Uncensored.
You've heard me for years say, don't forget to try that devil crab. Well, a lot of you live outside of the Tampa Bay area. Bricado's Sandwich Shop, they've got the best devil crab and best Cuban sandwich in town. But if you don't live in Tampa, how are you going to get it? Well, I've got news for you. Bricado's ships their devil crab, their Cuban sandwiches, and all of their other food nationwide. Get more information on how you can get that devil crab delivered right to your door at BricadosSandwich.com.
Bucks Uncensored.
Let's head to New Orleans. My flight takes off 12:30 on Friday. Get there about 3-something. Have one layover up there in Atlanta. Then I'll be in New Orleans. So the festivities will begin on Saturday, going up a day early. Probably going to hit a nice restaurant and Harrah's Casino for that first night. Then I'll be ready. A lot of people showing up Saturday. Going to check into the New Orleans Marriott. That's where pretty much where we'll be, the flagship of the entire trip. So if you're staying somewhere else, just make sure you come on by the New Orleans Marriott. 5 o'clock Saturday night, Manning Sports Bar will be there. Ira Kaufman will be there, and hopefully you'll be there as well. Have a great time. Good place to start before we get out and hit Bourbon Street. We'll wake up Sunday morning. Remember, the game starts at noon in New Orleans. So we'll get up. I'll try and get up by 8, out the door by 9, figure out what we want to do, tailgate-wise, drinking-wise, get our asses up to the stadium, walk around the stadium. You know, we'll just kind of, it's going to be a blast. I'm so pumped up. Yeah, I think it really hit me today. So still time for you to sign up and join us. Again, we're going to be at the New Orleans Marriott on Canal Street. The flight most people are taking, I think, is Spirit Airlines first thing in the morning, Saturday, then flying back Sunday after the game. Transportation, if you go through fanretreat.com, will be offered, I believe, to and from the airport. And then you can get your ticket to the game there as well. So it should be a blast. And I'm fired up. And I know the stick carriers are fired up as well. So let's get right to it. We shall start all the way down in Panama City, Panama, our buddy Javier. Hello, Javier.
Hey, Justin, this is Panama City, Panama, calling in, reporting that we are fucking ready for our Bucks season! Yeah! Oh my God, I can't believe it's been 9 months. I mean, it's been 4 months since I was at the draft party, and time flies, and it sucks that I can't be there in New Orleans, but I will enjoy my game just as much as you will. I'll be watching live, and I'll be moderating an open thread in the Facebook page. If you want to join us there, be my guest. You're more than welcome. I'm so excited about this game. I'm a little bit concerned about our offensive line, but nothing that will make me drive my car off the road. I believe in this team. I believe in us. And until we meet again, and hoping for a Bucks win on Sunday, we go right back into this. Hablen voz baja. ¡Y cara, hijo de puta,
agarrate! Oh, boy. When Javier busts out the Spanish version of Speak Softly and carry a big motherfucking stick, you know shit's about to get real. Now, it's one thing for us to start in Panama City, Panama, but Bucks fans coming out all over the country. We have never heard from Brandon in Arkansas before.
Justin, stick carriers. It's Brandon from Arkansas. First Bucks take. Man, I gotta tell you, this podcast gets me by, man. I ride around at work listening to this, and I get fucking fired up. I'm so fucking excited for the season. There's always hope. Always hope. It's a new year. We got so much talent. Man, it's gonna be awesome. I think if we could sneak out 2 wins in the first four, get Jameis back, we are going to be just fine. People can keep sleeping on us if they want. They won't be sleeping for very long. We're going to wake them up. I'm going to keep it real short this first time. I definitely plan to be back. Keep up the good work, Commish. And as always, speak softly and carry a big fucking stick.
All right, Brandon, good to have you on. First time hearing from Brandon in Arkansas. Good job. Let's go. I know one guy we've heard a lot from. That's our buddy Brandon all the way up in Oregon. Whoa.
Commish, Papa Bucks out in Oregon. Well, it's official. Our team is the biggest underdog of week one, according to Vegas. It's us against the world. It's us against the world. It's us against the world. Let's shock the fucking world. Let's sack Drew Brees multiple times. Let's play tight to the line of scrimmage. Let's get down on those wide receivers. Because if we get that pass rush going, Brees is just going to try to dink and dunk his way down the field. And we can't let that happen. Mike Smith, play press majority of the time. Please get some blitz packages going. Let's get that running game going. Fitzpatrick, play smart, and we can win this fucking game and shock the whole damn league, the whole damn world. Let's go. You guys have fun in New Orleans. I wish I could be there. I can't, but I will be watching along. Anybody that's part of the Pacific Northwest Stick Carriers page on Facebook, post where you're going to be watching the game at. I'll try to meet you guys. Just let everybody know. And hell, the whole Stick Carrier movement, if you're not going to the game, put it up on the Facebook fan page. put up where you're watching the games at. Let's get everybody together. It's us against the world. Let's go. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Brandon.
Stuck it.
Yes, you did. Good to hear from you. I know you're fired up. Let's, you know what? Let's keep with the world tour going before we get back to Tampa. Let's go to California. Our buddy Jeremy and Cali.
Mr. Commish and the stick carriers. Here it is. We ready. We ready. We ready. Tampa Bay. I never thought it would get here. We're ready. It's the first game of the season. I'm not going to be able to make it to New Orleans. No quick 24-hour trips, unfortunately. Anyway, I want to see you motherfuckers scream your asses off. This team is going to fucking win. It's the goddamn best team we've had for years. And they're going to fucking kill them. I don't care. We got rid of Hard Knocks. We got all that bullshit out of here. Connor grew a goddamn beard. We're ready to fucking go. Speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick. Bucks nailed it.
The dude is just fired up all the time. He is fired up all the time. I love it. I love these Bucks takes. They're getting me fired up. I hope they're getting you fired up as well. Let's go to Matt, who's up next with us. What up, Matt?
Stick carriers! What's up, Justin? This is your boy, Matt, from NC. Second Bucks take. First one was at the April draft when we got Vita Vea. And, you know, sad that I couldn't make it. I really wanted to go to my first event. And I wanted to go to New Orleans, but just didn't really work out with my work schedule right now. But I'm going to make something happen this fall for sure. Hopefully something goes down where, you know, another big get-together. That'd be real cool. Anyways, super stoked for the season. Cannot wait. I mean, let's go. I mean, I just want to see all our starters play. And, you know, I would love to see. I don't know what's going on with Vita Vea. I really haven't heard or anything. I don't know if his injury's real serious or not. But I think we got a good squad this year. I mean, I don't know. I feel like a different feeling, man. I'm getting a different vibe. Anyways, y'all speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Always good when it gets distorted. That means you are really passionate and yelling into it. I love it, Matt. Bring it. All right, fine. We'll bring it back home. Lee from the motherfucking T.
Bucks fans, Justin, what's up, man? It's Lee from T. Justin, I come to you with heavy hearts, man. Somber news. My square-ass job tells me, oh, we didn't know that game was this weekend. We need you here, man. So, unfortunately, I won't be able to go to the Bourbon Street takeover this weekend. I was so freaking happy, excited, going to watch my boys kick this thing off right, and I find out I gotta work. Sorry for such a disappointing bus take, but I know everybody's gonna have a blast. I know our bus gonna represent. We're gonna go there, handle our business, come back with that dub, and get ready for whoever want it next. Speak softly and carry a big stick.
Oh, Lee. You brought the mood down, man. We're going to miss you. Oh, man. I was really looking forward to partying with Lee from the T. I'm sure we'll have more opportunities this season, but not in New Orleans. You know what I mean? I need somebody to bring my spirits back up. Ah, yes. This man known as the killer.
Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and motherfuckers, it's your boy Rodzilla, the motherfucking killer. And I got a message for our boys. As y'all know, we got the toughest first three games in NFL history since the inception of the fucking Super Bowl. What does that mean? That means that everybody expects for us to lay down and take it like a bitch. They expect the Saints to have a fifth preseason game. Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. It's time to let these motherfuckers know that this ain't 2017. We don't hump fucking trees. They need to know, hey, player, we don't play that shit. They need to know there ain't no bitches up in here. Come September 9th, we let the world know that we mean fucking business. We raise sail to mass and put toe to ass starting September 9th. And let the whole world know that there ain't no motherfucking bitches up in here. Speak softly. Now fuck that shit. Take that stick and swing for the fucking fences. It's time for some fucking football.
Oof, man, I love this approach. Fuck them. Fuck all of them. Nobody's giving you a shot. So which is it going to be? God, I wish I could be in that locker room. Which is it going to be? Are you going to prove them all right? Or are we going to go out there, shock the world, and beat every motherfucker that lines up opposite of us? Do it. Do it. You can do it. The matter is, the question is, do you want to? Tone's up with us. What up, Tone?
Justin. What's up, bro? It's Tone from Deerfield Beach. Listen, I'm not a man of many words, and I've been speaking softly for far, far too long. The Bucks and stick carriers are going to be bringing the heat when it comes to New Orleans. Coming in right behind that fucking storm we had. Damn, that was a lot of rain. Hey, to add on what X said last podcast, the Saints better bring their lunch money because this team is fucking hungry and we're finally ready to eat. That defense is going to fucking light them up. Man, I'm excited. As for this weekend, I will be there this fucking weekend, and I can't wait. It's gonna be so fucking sick. Ready to get together and party with all my fellow stick carriers. We still got a few days to go. So until then, speak softly. Nah, fuck that. Just bring your motherfucking stick. It's game week, baby. What do you know? Woo!
Yeah, I mean, I think the time of speaking softly is over, right? Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Fuck that. Let's just bust it out. Right now, bust it out. Let's carry it all the way to New Orleans this weekend. Kevin's up with us. What up, Kevin?
Justin, it's Kevin coming to you from Huntington, West Virginia. Welcome to the season, my friend. So, here's what I'm looking for from game one. I want these fine young men to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to go out there and punch these motherfuckers in the mouth. You know, kick them in the fucking teeth. Straight up, I am so sick and tired of listening to these pseudo-intellectual fucking professional fanboys jerk one another off and reaffirm and compliment one another's profound insight and their professional research indicates the Bucks will be a DEFCON 1 catastrophe. Fuck off! Jesus H. Christ, you're more interested in each other than you are the actual team you're supposed to be covering. God damn it, bunch of assholes. I am sick and fucking tired of this. And I hate to say it, but even some of the local media, some of the local boys are kind of just wringing their hands. It's going to be a catastrophe and I don't see it. It's going to be horrible. Just go out there and fucking play. It's been a long time coming and I hope we see them demand that respect. Take care, my friend. Thank you for everything and I will talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. And as always, speak softly.
And listen, this guy wants to bust out his victory hummus. There is nothing that would bring Kevin more joy than to bust out that motherfucking victory hummus. Let him do it, Bucks. Give him a victory. Our final Bucks take before we get ready to board the flight, head to New Orleans, and watch our team start 1-0 this season is from Travis. Hello, Travis.
Yo, Justin, this is Travis down here in Ruskin. First time caller, long time listener. Hey man, I'm fired up for the season opener. I think it's a great opportunity for us to show the NFL what we're about this year. Ain't, you know, people want to say, oh, the Bucks suck, the Bucks suck. 2018 team ain't played yet. All right? 2018 Tampa Bay Buccaneers aren't anything yet because they haven't played a snap. So last year, the year before, none of that matters. What matters is week one at New Orleans. Dirk, you need to go in there and show Mr. Hansy, Sean Payton, what you're about. All right? When you get down there in the red zone, no fear. Ice in your veins. Go for it, man. Just let it all hang out. Go for it. Because you know you're on the hot seat, so why hold back now? Gerald McCoy, Levante, Quan, Brent Grimes, it's time to show out on defense. You guys have got the players. Let's go after it. Offensively, let's run the ball with Payton. Let's get the play action going. And Fitzy, you know you're going to throw it up there to give the players an opportunity. All right? We're really fired up. We're getting after this season. One game at a time. 2018 Bucks. Let's go. And remember, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
All right, I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. I hope you are as well. I hope you enjoyed this Bucks Uncensored podcast. I will be back. I had somebody ask me, you know, hey, have you ever thought about doing a Friday pod? Listen, I used to do three a week. It was just too much. Too much. So I'm going to talk about the game on Wednesday, and hopefully you can listen to it, help the week go by a little quicker for you, but two a week is about my max right now. So appreciate it. Make sure, do yourself a favor. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean, whatever your fancy is. Make sure you subscribe. You'll never miss an episode of Bucks Uncensored. And we post them again Mondays and Wednesdays. JoeBucksFan.com post them up on their website as well. So make sure you're checking it all out. You can follow me on social media, at Commish Online, Twitter and Instagram. On Facebook, just check out the Stick Carriers Facebook page as we're all there interacting all the time. Thanks to our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings, fantasy football season. A lot of you doing your drafts this week. Buffalo Wild Wings, we just went there for lunch on Monday, Labor Day, yesterday. I'm recording this Tuesday night. My week's all messed up. But awesome. The food is just, I don't know. I turned to Holly. I was like, they turned it up at Buffalo Wild Wings. Their food has been outstanding the last few times I've gone. So check them out. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. Great place for your fantasy draft. Master of Subaru. They're the only dealership giving discounts to stick carriers. Just tell them you're a stick carrier. Tell them you're a Bucks fan. You get a special discount off your car. Bricado Sandwich Shop, home of the best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town. Of course, B4. I just got confirmation. B4 will be delivering a bunch of B4 to the hotel. So if you're staying at the hotel with us in New Orleans, we'll have B4 for you to help us make sure we're raring and ready to go for the game on Sunday. And Christian from Headlines Barbershop, I got my appointment scheduled for Wednesday. I'm going to look so fucking sharp and tight. My fade is going to be all looking snazzy. And, you know, I can't help it. You know, people are going to be looking at me going, wow, that guy's haircut really looks good. So I'm just giving you a little warning of what's to come in New Orleans. Thanks to each and every one of you. Let's get out to a 1-0 start. Let's make this a season we'll never, ever forget in a good way. Come on, Bucks. No, this isn't the podcast where I give predictions or anything. I just hope the team wins. And I know you hope the same thing. Who gives a shit what our predictions are? People just give predictions so that they can say they were right in the end. Fuck that. I don't care if I'm right or not. I just want my team to win. So until next week, until Monday, go Bucks. I'm super, super pumped. I cannot wait to lose my voice in the Superdome. And I hope that I don't think I'm going to have a podcast Monday now that I think about it, because I'm not getting back till like midnight Monday night. So my next podcast might be Tuesday. I might even hold off till Wednesday of next week. But I'll still get two in next week. That's what she said. As always, we will end in the words of the Godfather, Dirk Cutter. Man, oh man, this guy needs a new contract, but the only way he's going to get it is if his team performs well on the field. Well, we're not going to play his words, though. We'll actually have Holly, the beautiful Holly, say them for him.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
You got it, hot stuff. See you on Friday in New Orleans. Yes. Nailed it. Hey, Tampa Bay, the Bucks know how to shine. Hey, hey.
up and shout!
Go Bucks.